We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
An Irish superhero just walked in the door. It is Una Healy, and I'm going to give her a massive round of applause because we are officially twinning.
We are.
So, like, Una just walked in the door, and I looked over and I was like, Do you wear the same clothes as me? And Una, I'm one of the worst dressed people in the world.
I came dressed identical to you. They were both in blue hoodies with gold detail.
Like particular blues, like they're very similar.
Yes, very same hoodie. I this is the only blue hoodie that I own.
And I just got this. When did you
get
yours?
I just got this as well, like 2 weeks ago.
Stop.
And we're both wearing runners and tracksuit bottoms. So yeah, we're totally twinning today.
Una and I are, I mean, and there's not many people who walk in that door dressed like me, Una, so I'll take it as a massive compliment.
Yeah. No, I think it's synchronicity. Do you not think
Something was in the air this morning. Now, I got this on Wednesday. Last Wednesday, I was in Old Trafford with my twin girls. I brought them over to the Women's Champions League. And I went into the megastore, the Manchester United megastore. And I went, I'll treat myself to something now. And I've seen the players in the post-match, like, interviews, wearing these hoodies, doing the... And I was like, ooh, that blue hoodie.
Yeah, and you wouldn't expect that from Man United, like, especially with the blue.
Yeah.
But this is obviously the tip colours, you know.
Naturally.
Blue and gold.
Yeah.
We're very on brand with
Today FM
as well. Yeah.
It's all tying in, lads.
Yeah.
Una, you... And it also, if I'm not wrong, it ties in with Lidl's colours too.
It does.
Too.
There we go.
So, listen, we couldn't be more on brand. Let's talk about the Lidl trolley dash, because this is amazing.
This is so exciting.
It's such a great thing, because one of my favourite things about this is not only does it evoke the kind of supermarket sweep buzz, but the cause, it's for family carers. Let's talk about all this.
Right, for Family Carers Ireland. So if you support the cause, which at the till, so there's 189 Lidl stores across Ireland, every single one of them are going to have a winner, a trolley dash winner. So you can basically whiz around the store.
One in every store.
Every store.
Wow.
And you can pick up whatever you want.
Throw it into your trolley.
Partly, apart from alcohol. I shouldn't really say that.
Okay.
But anyway, there's a chocolate.
People know terms
and
conditions and all that.
But yeah, so it's like a two-minute supermarket sweep. But at the till, when you're paying for your groceries or whatever you're buying, it's just €1 to enter the trolley dash, but that money all goes towards Family Carers Ireland, who are in vital need of support, especially at times like this. Mm. You know, so many families, apparently 1 in 8 families, are caring for a family member at home and unpaid, you know.
I didn't know it was that high.
So they really, really need the support. So I'd encourage everyone out there to buy your ticket at the till in Lidl.
For €1, now that's
worth
it.
For €1. It's €1, and it's a win-win situation, because you might be, you know, getting a free Christmas presents and food and all.
Whatever, because that's great. Like,
grab what you want.
The excitement of a supermarket. Why is it so exciting? I don't understand, because I've seen it's like Supermarket Sweep was such a great show, but the exciting part was not the questions, it was not meeting the contestants, it was when Dale went and went, go! And then they ran around and a million ones there,
like,
literally turfing things into the thing.
Yeah.
It was so brilliant.
Like, what would you go for first? What do you think?
I think, particularly if I was in Lidl, I would go for the German sausages.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bockwurst and Bratwurst. And I always fill up the bottom of the thing with that, because they're flat as well.
Yes, okay.
You know
what I mean? That's the strategic thinking.
Then I'm going straight to the middle aisle and I'm getting all of the tools.
Oh, okay.
Literally all that. So I just pack up with that, sausages and tools.
Yeah.
Couldn't be happier.
Anything could be in that trolley by the end. Like, if you go to the middle aisle, it's so random, isn't it?
Totally.
It could be anything. Like, I think the chocolate aisle, there's a lot of really nice deluxe chocolates, beauty products, and definitely the middle aisle. I would just, I'd spend a lot of time there.
Yeah.
Well, 2 minutes. 2 minutes is all you have.
That's all you need, in fairness. 2 minutes, and you don't need much longer than that. So the tickets have started to go on sale since Monday, just gone yesterday.
Yes.
But they run till the 30th of November.
Yeah.
And as Una said, the most important thing about this is, of course, that it's raising money for Family Carers Ireland. I can't believe it's 1 in 8 families.
Like, 1 in 8 families. Well, it sort of, when you think about it, affects nearly every family, because you know, when you're a parent, you're looking after your children, but then also when you become an adult, your parents can be like almost like
absolutely.
Reverse the roles. They're like, you're caring for them too. Like, when I was a child, when I remember being 12 years old and our grandfather moved into our home so that we could care for him before he died.
Yeah,
you know,
so totally.
I've had experience in that, but you know, it's it's just so vital that we support people in times, especially these hard times as well, coming up to Christmas and all of that too.
Yeah,
you know,
it is the time of year to definitely give them support. So that is the Lidl Trolley Dash. Every Lidl you go into, there are 189 stores nationwide, as Una said, and every single one will have its own Trolley Dash winner. So you don't have to stay in the one. If there's two or three around your neighbourhood, get going around and enter each one. And all the money raised goes to Family Carers Ireland. There's new music coming from you. A little duet, a Christmas duet with the brilliant Luke Thomas.
Yes, yeah. So myself and Luke and the Swing Cats were heading out on tour actually this Saturday.
This
we're in Monroe's.
So good. So Monroe's in Galway.
Monroe's in Galway. I'm looking forward to it. It's an amazing venue. Really looking forward to that. Then we're heading to Dolan's in Limerick.
Cypress Avenue in Cork
and the Ambassador in Dublin.
Can I just say, the Ambassador in Dublin is my favourite venue in the entire country, right?
Can't wait.
For years, it wasn't a venue anymore. So it was a venue. When I was seeing all my favourite, like, especially UK metal bands, they would come over in the noughties, and the Ambassador was the place they'd play. So Biffy Clyro, Fightstar, Enter Shikari would all play, because it was just a big enough venue for these bands that were kind of coming on the scene before they went to, you know, like Three Arena and whatever. It was such a great venue. But then it closed as a music venue, and it was a kind of a show venue. Like, you'd go in and remember the human body exhibition was on in there. Lots of that kind of stuff. And then they went, no, do you know what? We're back open as a venue, and I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So to play there is unreal.
I can't wait. And it's going to be so close to Christmas as well. So that's the 11th of December.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of Christmas, myself and Luke, we're bringing out a Christmas single called I'm Ready for Christmas.
Wow. Now, where did this song come from?
So it's actually a very new song.
Right.
Luke discovered it. He just found it. He was listening to Christmas playlists or whatever.
Right, just came
and
up.
He sent it to me earlier this year. And you know when you get sent a Christmas song and it's like April?
Yes.
And he was like, we should do this. This is, I think, it's perfect for the band because it has that big band sound. It's like vintage pop. I think it kind of has a little bit of, it kind of sounds a bit like something Meghan Trainor would bring out. You know that like a proper bop.
Brilliant.
And I was like, it's really, really good. So he's really good friends with Billy Farrell, who's an amazing producer, Grammy nominated or produced. So he had us over in Malahide in his studio in the middle of the sweltering heat in the summer recording this Christmas song.
That's always the way.
And it just all felt a bit like, oh God, I can't. But now that it's approaching Christmas, and I just had it on the other day. It's coming out on the 28th. And my daughter walked into the room when it was on, and she was like, I'm ready for Christmas. And she was like, I'm ready for Christmas. So,
okay, so she's called a response there already.
Yeah, we are releasing it on the 28th of November now. You better be ready by then, because I know a lot of people start on the 1st of November.
This is the thing. We have it, like, I love Christmas, right? Mm. I watch Elf in February and March and July and whatever, right? I'm that guy. So I've been trying to hit play on a Christmas song here for about, since I would have done it before Halloween, but they won't let me.
Oh, okay.
And they've got a station policy that says no Christmas music until December. So I am going to fight and try and get that song, Ready for Christmas, out.
Sneak it
28th of November it comes out. Let's see when I'm looking out there to see which of the bosses has given me the evil eye. But look, I think the world is ready for new Christmas songs to be added to the list, because let's face it, there are the classics and they will always be there. But every now and again, something comes up and you go, oh my God, that's a great Christmas song.
Great song.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you can't really cover a classic, because if you do, you're never going to do it justice. Like, the classic is the classic. That's what you want to hear. It brings 100%. Back the nostalgia of when it came out first. Whereas I think Luke was very clever with this song. He obviously heard it. It's a new song. I think it was only released last Christmas by an American singer. I don't know much about the artist either. It was just the song he heard. It's like quite an unknown.
Well, what does it matter exactly if it's the right song?
It's
the right
ours
song.
Now, you know. It's like Louis Walsh. Like, he always got like his artists to like cover, you know, do a decent cover of a song.
And then you can own.
And so it's ready for Christmas. And ready to roll.
Okay, well, don't forget, Monroe's in Galway, Cypress Avenue in Cork, Dolan's in Limerick, Ambassador in Dublin. You can go and see the Fly Me to the Moon show. It's going to be unbelievable. Like, seriously, Luke Thomas and Una Healy together is going to be brilliant.
It's just so much fun.
It's American songbook stuff, right?
Yeah, there's all the kind of jazz and swing, but then I bring in like some pop. Might do a Saturday song.
Excellent.
Country, some of my own music, and then together we just do a lot of duets and we just have fun on stage, and it's all about feeding off the audience and them feeding off us. We just get everyone on their feet. By the end of it, everyone's on their feet, like, and clapping and dancing.
That's what you want. Okay, so Una Healy's got lots to tell you about. So there is the tour, there is the Christmas song. coming out on the 28th of November. And then there is the Trolley Dash in Lidl, supporting Family Carers Ireland, running from yesterday, the Monday 17th, all the way through until Sunday, the 30th of November. Get your €1 donations in. You could win the Trolley Dash, but you will be supporting Family Carers Ireland. Mm. Una, always great to see you, especially in matching hoodies.
I know, I can't believe this. You'd have to see the picture. I'll post it later for everyone to see.
Yeah, check out Una's socials and Today FM socials as well. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. Literally the same hoodies. It's hilarious. Una, thanks a million.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
All right,
thank
talk to you later. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.